What is up? Greetings, America and beyond, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and psoriasis and eczema and rosacea and acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is always a healing system, and it's a regenerating system, and it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may say that's a miracle, this renewing and healing system is just the way the body works. It's business as usual for the human body. If you have questions about health or nutrition, we welcome your phone calls here on The Bright Side. 855-660-4261 is our number. If you have questions about prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds, help a loved one get off their meds, help a family member get off their meds, 855-660-4261. We can help you out. If you want to get on a good nutritional supplement program, if you have questions about the longevity products or success stories you want to share, or you simply want to contribute to our conversation, we welcome your calls at 855-660-4261. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products that you hear us talk about or advertise on the program, you can head over to my website, brightsideben.com. Take a look at the shopping cart with all the longevity products and all the longevity systems that you hear us talk about on The Bright Side, including my personal favorite, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder. You add to water and drink. It tastes great. It's a wonderful source of B-complex vitamins, vitamin C, fatty vitamins. It's got magnesium and iron, zinc, selenium, plant-derived minerals, glucosamine, a cornucopia of nutrients. It's just $50 a canister. And most folks will notice results in one or two doses. Results like more energy, appetite suppression, weight loss, blood pressure dropping, and over the course of time, you're just going to feel much, much better no matter what it is you're dealing with. $50 a canister. It's called Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and you can find out all about it at brightsideben.com, or you can call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. All right, thanks so much for joining us on The Bright Side once again. I wanted to talk about food and electricity and how electrical energy is produced in a cell on our electrical train of health, but I got a letter yesterday from a listener, and I thought it was kind of interesting. He wants to know what I thought about an article that was headlined, "Cancer Drug Kills Every Known Kind of Tumor." Apparently, according to this article, which is from the news magazine, pseudo-news magazine, really, called Newsmax. Some of you may have heard of it. It's kind of a rag sort of online. I think it's also a print magazine, Newsmax. Anyway, the article is entitled, "Cancer Drug Kills Every Known Kind of Tumor." So it sounds pretty darn cool to the average layperson or even the average healthcare professional. That sounds amazing. Oh, my gosh, they've cured cancer. But if you've been listening to this program, you know that killing tumor cells is not what dealing with cancer is all about. There's lots of things that kill tumor cells. Nature is filled with biochemical substances, nutritional substances even, that in a petri dish will kill cancer cells. But killing cancer cells is not what it's all about when it comes to dealing with cancer. In the book, The Emperor of All Maladies, which is a Pulitzer Prize-winning book on cancer. If anybody's dealing with cancer, you may want to check this book out. It's kind of a history of cancer. It's got a lot of good information. Anyway, there's a quote in here. It says, those who have not been trained in chemistry or medicine may not realize how difficult the problem of cancer treatment really is. It is almost, not quite, but almost, as hard as finding some agent. Check this out. It's almost as hard as finding some agent that will dissolve away the left ear and leave the right ear unharmed. So slight is the difference between the cancer cell and its normal ancestor, unquote. Now, the reason this is important is because chemotherapy kills tumor cells, yes, but tumor cells are our cells. Rogue as they may be, crazy and dysfunctional and disorganized and dysmorphic and chaotic as they may be, they are our cells. If we don't like them, the appropriate response is to figure out why they've gone rogue. Now, if we've been messing our biochemistry, our bodies, for so long that now cells have switched over into an out-of-control growth mode, cancer mode, which for the most part takes years or decades to occur, perhaps it may serve us to use chemotherapy, use drugs or even surgery as an emergency measure. There's times you need to have this an organ taken out. If you've been abusing your body or if for whatever reason cancer cells have turned cancerous, you may need to have an organ removed. You may need to use chemotherapy. But if we don't change the bodily environment that led to the cancer in the first place, we are more than likely going to end up with more cancer. And that's why medical professionals will never tell you that your cancer is cured. Success rates for cancer treatments are measured in 5-year survival because recurrences are almost guaranteed. Almost. Given a toxic body, anyway, recurrences are going to happen. Given a toxic body that leads to cancer in the first place, a 5-year survival rate is considered to be as close to a cure as you can get. Cancer, or more accurately, cancer cells form when an environment is toxic, when it is conducive to cancer. Cells of the body are just fine as long as they're fed and oxygenated and their wastes are removed. When a cell becomes robbed of nutrients and most especially oxygen or toxins, and toxins are building up and acids are building up and wastes are accumulating, you're going to get cancer. And you can use all the darn CD47, that's what this miracle drug from Stanford University is called. You can use all the CD47 that you want, as long as cells are swimming in a toxic stew, as long as they're starved, as long as they're suffocated, your likelihood of getting cancer is going to be increased. It's going to be pretty darn good. Even if this CD47 stuff does kill tumors, what happens when you stop using your CD47? Or do these so smart, they're dumb medical researchers, funded by drug companies no less, expect us to be on CD47 and chemotherapy for the rest of our lives? Obviously not. And as far as genetics go, this idea that genetics are responsible for cancer, I'll tell you something about genetics and genetic changes that nobody talks about. Prescription drugs. Drugs act like epigenetic factors. Drugs turn genes on and off. We know that with isotretinoin, with Accutane, with thalidomide, but it doesn't have to be a dramatic kind of genetic change that a prescription drug can do. You can have mild epigenetic changes. It's thought that hypertensive drugs may produce genetic changes. And it's not a surprise. If you know anything about pharmacology, if you know anything about chemistry, it's not a surprise that prescription drugs may have an epigenetic or a genetic effect, an ability to change genes. Even doctors don't realize that pharmaceuticals, even though they may not cause full-blown genetic defects, they can still wreak genetic havoc by encouraging genes to turn on and off. There's a neat paper that was published in September in 2008 from Medical Hypothesis, the journal Medical Hypothesis. Epigenetic side effects of common pharmaceuticals, a potential new field in medicine and pharmacology. Medical Hypothesis, September 29th, 2008. If, God forbid, we end up with a tumor, probably the most important thing we could do is make sure we're getting nutriated using the Mighty 90. It's not so much that you want to target the cancer cells as much as you want to target the health of the body. Make sure you're oxygenating. Make sure you're getting nutrition with as little caloric intake from sugar as possible. Use the ketogenic diet. Use easy-to-digest protein from bone soup and fish broth also can be helpful. And one of the all-time best ways to protect yourself from cancer and to reduce the likelihood of all degenerative disease and to slow down the aging process and to increase your longevity and to feel better and have more energy. I'll tell you what it is when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back right after this.
Oh. Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably hadn't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
On the bright side, I am Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for being here. Our number is 855-660-4261. Got a line open for you. Try to get on board early. Lines fill up fast, 855-660-4261. If you want to join the Brightside Ben team, head over to brightsideben.com, click on the Join the Team link, or you can call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470 and help spread the word about the power of good nutrition. You can make some money selling longevity products if you so desire, or you can just get your products at the wholesale price. You can call the folks at 866-735-2470, and they will give you the full scoop. Okay, so I just want to finish up one last thing about cancer, and then we're going to get into the electrical nature of food. I got an article sent to me yesterday, Cancer Drug Kills Every Known Kind of Tumor, and it sounded all wonderful. I read the article, and sure enough, it's just some fancy new drug funded by drug companies, CD47, Stanford University researchers. The point being that you can't just kill a tumor cell, and it's not a big deal to kill a tumor cell anyway. There's lots of things that kill tumor cells in a test tube. The trick is to kill the tumor cell while you leave the good cells in your body alone, and that can't happen because things that kill tumor cells kill our cells too. If you want to get rid of your cancer or you want to prevent cancer, you have to create a milieu, an environment in the body that is not conducive to cancer. It's the same thing with all degenerative diseases, and that's why dealing with cancer or preventing cancer is pretty much the same as dealing with any kind of breakdown or degenerative disease. It's taking care of the environment, keeping yourself nutriated with the Mighty 90. Making sure you're reducing your intake of pro-inflammatory foods. Making sure you're using things like bone soup and fish broth and taking vitamin C and using selenium and zinc. These are all wonderful ways to make sure the body stays healthy. This is what we want to focus on, the health of the environment of the body. And one of the all-time best ways to take care of the health of the body, whether you're dealing with cancer or any degenerative disease, whether you just want to feel better, even if you're healthy and you just want to have more energy, even if you just want to increase your longevity, one of the all-time best strategies, maybe the best strategy, is something we talk about on this program all the time, caloric restriction, eating less food. There's an article that was published on Medscape February 1st, 2013, called Calorie Restriction Treats Cancer. In the entire field, I think I talked about this yesterday, in the entire field of cancer research, there have only been a handful of studies of calorie restriction as a cancer treatment. This is Dr. Scott Friedland, MD. But now Duke University has been authorized to use calorie restriction, caloric restriction, especially carbohydrate restriction, in the treatment and prevention of cancer. Where have you heard this before, folks? Dr. Rainier Clement, a radiation oncologist at University Hospital of Würzburg, Germany, is quoted as saying, "The time is definitely ripe to test the various ways of altering cancer patients' metabolism, be it through physical exercise, ketogenic diets," this is Dr. Clement talking here, "ketogenic diets, fasting, or calorie restriction. The combination of these lifestyle interventions with the standards of care seems very promising," unquote. And Pharmacist Ben could not agree more wholeheartedly. It sounds like Dr. Clement has been listening to The Bright Side, as a matter of fact, because this is what we talk about all the time. All right, now speaking of food and nutrients, I think it's time to talk about a little bit about electricity, and more specifically, how we derive electrical energy to run the cells of our body. It's going to take a couple of days to go over this, but it's very, very important, because remember, at the end of the day, all disease is cell disease, and cell disease is electricity disease. All disease is cell disease, but cell disease itself fundamentally is an electrical breakdown. So if we're interested in staying healthy, we need to understand how it is that we get energy, how we get electricity, and how we can supercharge our body and supercharge our cells with electrical energy. Remember, we always talk about the cell membrane, that little coating on the top of a cell. Well, it turns out that little coating is actually a capacitor. It's a semiconductor. That means it conducts energy in a certain controlled fashion. And that energy, of course, is being pulled into the cell via our electrical train of health. The engine on the electrical train is oxygen. It comes from correct breathing and clear, smooth-flowing blood and lymph. And where do you think the electrons come from? The electrical energy that our electricity train is carrying, where do they come from? Oxygen is just delivering the electricity, but ultimately the electricity is coming from food. Food is the source of electrical energy in the body. Oxygen pulls that electrical energy, and nutrients have a role. Vitamins and minerals and trace nutrients have a role to play, too, and we'll tell you what that is here on our next Bright Side episode. But for now, understand that the electricity itself comes from food. All food is made up of four components. You have water, and you have fiber as the first two components, and water and fiber are inert. They don't have any biochemical activity. Water is important for providing a milieu or environment for biochemical activity to take place in, but the water itself really doesn't have a lot of biochemical activity. Same with fiber. They're basically inert. The other two components or foods are the nutrients, which can be divided into macronutrients and micronutrients. So your four components of food are water, fiber, macro, meaning big, macronutrients, and micro, meaning small, micronutrients. And they both have an important role to play on our electrical train of health. Oxygen's delivering the electricity, pulling it along, or if you prefer, electricity is being pulled along from food via oxygen. That's why you want to be practicing deep breathing techniques while you're eating, and that's why you'll find that if you're practicing deep breathing techniques while you're eating, not only will you digest your food better, oxygen is important for helping burn that food to release the energy, but you also find that you're eating less. If you're deep breathing and practicing deep breathing all day long, you'll find that deep breathing has an appetite suppressant effect. So electricity is coming from food, and as an aside, all that electrical energy that's coming from food is ultimately coming from the sun, which is kind of interesting. We're basically eating the sun. So electrical energy comes from food. It comes from the macronutrient portion of the food. The macronutrient portion of the food is what we call protein and carbohydrates. And both protein and carbohydrates ultimately get their energy from the sun. The sun streams electrical energy or photonic energy, light energy, to the earth. And plants capture that light energy and they transform that light energy into electrical energy. They blend the electrical energy with minerals from the earth, and then in combination with nitrogen from bacteria that live in the roots of the plants, nitrogen fixing bacteria, they make protein. The plants make protein. They make carbohydrates. They make the macronutritional components of our food. And that electrical energy that has been trapped by the plants in protein and carbohydrates is where we get our electricity. Does that sound like it would be important for you to eat a lot of plants? Heck yes, especially live or close to live plants. Freshly picked plants are going to be the most electrically dense foods you could eat. Seaweed, again, electrically dense. It's sitting on the ocean. It's absorbing light energy. It's trapping that light energy and turning it into carbohydrate energy. And that carbohydrate energy is freshly loaded sun energy. Seaweed, sprouts the same way. Seaweed, sprouts, fresh vegetables, these are highly electrically dense foods. Now the micronutrients, the Mighty 90, your amino acids, your vitamins, your minerals, they sure play an important role and they keep the electrical train running correctly. We'll be discussing that shortly, probably on our next episode. But for now, understand that electrical energy in the body is derived from the macronutrient component of the food, which is the protein and the carbohydrates. Protein and carbs mean electricity. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You are listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back with your phone calls after this. Don't go away.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with the Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. coating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
On the bright side, I am Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for being here. Got a note from Lacey who says, I've suffered from keratosis pyloris for years. It is most prevalent on my arms, front, backs, and thighs and buttocks. I've tried over-the-counter topical treatments that contain alpha-hydroxy acids and lactic acids. I also take supplements. This is interesting. Vitamin A, C, D, E, chromium, zinc. But I am unsure if there's anything else that I could be doing to lessen the KP, the keratosis pyloris, appearance or get rid of it altogether. All the research I've done states that this will never go away. Wrong. But I don't like that answer. Right? Any advice you could provide would be greatly appreciated, Lacey in Denver. Okay, here's the deal. Keratosis pyloris are these little bumps that form on the arms, sometimes on the legs. Lacey's got them all over her body, apparently. Typically, vitamin A is the way to go. Zinc can also help. Now, Lacey says she's on these, and that would indicate to me that she may have an absorption issue. If you are taking nutritional supplements and you're not noticing the results you want, it could be something to do with malabsorption. We know that malabsorption of fats is extremely common, and all the nutrients that Lacey mentions here, with the exception of vitamin C, involve fat absorption. Vitamins A, D, E, chromium, and zinc. Chromium and zinc are especially important, are especially related to digestive malabsorption because they involve pancreatic issues. Zinc and chromium require pancreatic juices, the secretion of pancreatic juices. So would I be guessing, Lacey, if this was me, malabsorption issues, maybe prediabetes or maybe some kind of pancreatic issue. I'd be working on the digestive system. Take your vitamin A and your fatty vitamins, your D, your E, your chromium and your zinc as well, your minerals, with fatty foods. Any kind of malabsorption issues may compromise your ability to get minerals. This is so important. Everybody wants to take minerals, calcium and zinc, and we talk about all these minerals, magnesium and selenium, but it's very important to recognize that if you have a gallbladder problem or a liver problem or you're not absorbing your fats or you got Crohn's disease, you're not going to absorb your minerals as effectively. You may not be absorbing them at all, depending on how bad your malabsorption issues are. So if you're taking supplements and you're not noticing results, get yourself on digestive enzymes, take apple cider vinegar, use lecithin, and make sure you're using your supplements with fatty meals and all of these supplements that help you absorb fat. Same with essential fatty acids, by the way. Typically vitamins A, and Tracy or Lacey, you're on the right track because these are good supplements for keratosis pyloris. So if it was me, I'd be using all of these supplements, staying on all these supplements, around 20,000 international units of vitamin A. Get your vitamin D in the sun, from the sun, lay out in the sun, expose as much of the keratosis pyloris to the sun as possible. 400 IU a day of vitamin E. The mixed tocopherols are the best form. Continue with the chromium, 400 mics a day, micrograms a day. Zinc picolinate is a must-have, 50 milligrams a day, must-have for everybody. And then you always want to balance your zinc out with 2 to 4 milligrams of copper. I like copper chelate. And then topically, you may want to experiment with retinoic acid, brand name Retin-A. You can get retinoic acid generically these days. You do need a prescription for it, but it can be very helpful for keratosis pyloris, the little bumps that form on the arm. So I hope that works out for you, Lacey. Thanks for writing. And time to hit the phones, 855-660-4261. Jeff in Indiana, welcome to The Bright Side.
Yeah, I've been talking to you about my pancreas issues. I just didn't realize that my regimen has been awful on my diet just because I've listened to my physicians about the fat foods. And basically, I've been just drinking Pepsis, and that's terrible.
Terrible.
And now I got a good friend helping me with the. He's got me on magnesium, and then things are really changing.
Good deal.
Especially
how long has it been?
I asked you about the pain meds. I've really cut back on the pain meds.
Good deal. Jeff, hang on, buddy. How long has it been that you've started making these changes?
2 weeks.
Okay, that's amazing. And you're already starting to noticing some results.
It's 2 weeks. It's no more than a month, but at least 2.5 weeks. So, yes, I've started noticing how I feel and how the pain meds did make it pain worse in my legs and stuff. And
that's awesome, man. So you're experiencing what we've been talking about here for the last couple of years on The Bright Side. How can we help you today?
I just want to let people know that to listen to people and then listen to your body, too.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate
and
that.
And listen, I wish you had a TV show on TV where people could see you more.
You might not like my face. I don't think I could do TV. But thank you for saying that, Jeff. I appreciate it.
Good work.
Thank you. God bless, buddy. I appreciate that. All right, that's great news. That's what happens, folks. You think I'm kidding you when I say get on the BTT and make these changes in caloric restriction and start using nutritional supplements and get yourself a rebounder and deep breathe? I'm not kidding you, folks. No matter what your health condition is, you can turn it around. The road to degenerative disease is a two-way road. All roads run in two directions. If you're on the road to degeneration, make a U-turn and turn it around. The body can turn on a dime, but we got to turn on a dime first. As long as we're willing to do the work, and it's not a lot, caloric restriction, drinking the BTT, getting on a supplement program, doing a little tiny, tiny bit of exercise, making sure you're deep breathing on a regular basis, meditation, these are all little things that we can do that can turn the degenerative disease process around, and anybody can do it. If you got a body, it's your birthright to be healthy and strong and vital. Thanks so much. Appreciate that, Jeff from Indiana. Okay, John in California, welcome to The Bright Side. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I recently saw an optometrist, and he said I've got three things: molecular degeneration, glaucoma, and cataracts.
Well, you've got the big three. Those are the only three things that can happen. You got them all. Here's the deal, John. It doesn't really matter the specifics of how the body is breaking down. It matters that the body is breaking down. Now, the eyes are subject to a lot of abuse. In fact, I would venture to say your eyes may be the hardest working systems in your body. Maybe the brain, and the eyes are an extension of the brain, actually. So the eyes are working very hard. So when the body is breaking down, it is not unusual that it will show up in the eyes first, or you'll notice it in the eyes. Glaucoma is a condition where the valves of the eye, there's little valves, canals they call them, don't drain fluid properly, so fluid builds up, but it has to do with the cells that line these little valves. Cataracts are caused by eye cells becoming oxidized or reacting with sugar, and then macular degeneration is when the cells of the macula start to break down. So basically, you're talking about eye cell disease. We've said this many times. All disease is cell disease. In your case, John, it's eye cell disease that you're dealing with. So you don't want to focus on eye cells or the eyes. You want to focus on the cells. And what is it that causes cells to break down? Starvation, toxification, suffocation, which end up causing inflammation, which end up causing more toxification, suffocation, and starvation. So there's only three things you need to do for dealing with macular degeneration or any cell disease, but in your case, macular degeneration or glaucoma or cataracts. Only three things, John. Number one, we got to take care of the toxicity that's building up around the cells. Detoxify. I'll tell you how to do that here in a minute. Number two, you got to make sure that the cells are getting oxygen. I'll tell you how you do that here in a minute. And number three, you got to make sure that the cells are getting nutriated, and I'll tell you how you do that here in a minute. All right, so let's take nutrition or to prevent starvation of cells. How do you get nutrients into the system? Well, first of all, you got to make sure you're absorbing them. So, John, how old are you, buddy?
I'm 73.
73?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. All right. Well, you lasted a while there. Hang on. We got to take a break, but I'll give you some answers here when we come back. Thanks for don't go away, John. Okay? Hang tight. 855-660-4261 is our number. 855-660-4261 is our number. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back at you with more good health information right after this break. Don't go away.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab-and-Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side talking to John in California about macular degeneration. John, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm going to give you a bunch of information, so go get a, I hope you have a pen or you're writing things down or just going to want to listen to the archives because I'm just going to download you with all kinds of info here. Number one, focus on digestive wellness whenever you're starting to experiencing breakdown. There's a very good possibility, especially being 73 years old, that you're starting to experiencing some malabsorption of nutrients. So focus on digestive wellness. Use probiotics. They're an absolute must-have for, they're just a must-have for everybody. I like the Nightly Essence. See if you can get 80 billion units, 80 BU a day. And multiple strains of bacteria. Use fermented foods, things like miso, tempeh. Sauerkraut is wonderful. Borscht, anything fermented is going to be in your interest, as well as the probiotics. Make sure you're using the ultimate enzymes, digestive enzymes after meals or with your meals, and apple cider vinegar after your meals. And then make sure that you're using something called bile salts in addition to the digestive enzymes. The ultimate enzymes from Longevity has some bile salts in them, but you may want to take some extra bile salts. That's spelled B-I-L-E, bile salts. Eating less food would be in your interest, and getting as much of your nutrition in liquid fashion would also be positive. Get the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Use bone soup, vegetable juices, power smoothies made with whey protein. All of these can be very helpful. Then you're going to want to make sure that you're taking care of any blood sugar issues, one of the leading causes of eye issues, eye problems, whether it's glaucoma or cataracts or MD, macular degeneration, is diabetes or prediabetes. Stabilize that blood sugar, eating more protein, more coconut oil, getting on the ultimate essential fatty acids from Longevity, and weaning yourself away from fast-burning sugar foods, breads, pastas, potatoes, rice, fruit juices, fruits even. And certainly cakes and desserts are not in your interest if you're dealing with degenerative disease. Use the sweeties from Longevity, chromium and vanadium. Make sure you're getting enough thiamine, vitamin B1, niacin, vitamin B3. In fact, the entire B complex will be very helpful for you. And then as far as the eyes go, directly, there's wonderful supplements that can help with the eyes. N-acetylcysteine or NAC, NAC, some people call it. I'd be doing 400 to 800 milligrams a day. That's a good high dose of it, but that may help you with MD, with macular degeneration. Vitamin C is mega important for everything in the body, especially for the eyes. I'd be using high doses of vitamin C, anywhere from 5,000 to 10,000 milligrams a day. If it was me, I like the powdered vitamin C. Make sure you take it in divided doses. You may get a little diarrhea if you take too much of it. Same with the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. If you don't sip on your BTT, If you try to take it all at once and you have malabsorption issues, you may end up with some loose stools and you're not going to get full advantage of the nutrients. So sip on your BTT, sip on your vitamin C. The mineral selenium, very important for eye health, 400 micrograms a day. You can get that from Longevity, OPC selenium. Zinc is very important for the eyes, 50 milligrams of zinc picolinate. Keep in mind, when you take all these supplements for your eyes, you're going to get benefits for your immune system and for your digestive system and for your bones and for energy levels, for all kinds of stuff. So you'll get multiple benefits from these supplements. 50 milligrams of zinc picolinate a day. Take it with your meals. Take it with fatty foods. Take it with your enzymes and your apple cider vinegar. And then make sure you're getting vitamin E. Very, very important for eye health. I'd be using 400 IU a day, 400 international units a day of mixed tocopherols. And then there's a couple other things I should tell you. Oh, vitamin A, of course. Vitamin A, probably the most important vitamin for the eyes. 20,000 international units of vitamin A a day, and make sure you take your vitamin A with your fatty meals, with the vitamin E, with your essential fatty acids and all the things you're using to help absorb fat, to help you with fat absorption. And John, if you do every single thing I said, and I know I gave you a bunch of information, so you're going to want to check the archives out. If you do every single thing that I just told you, there is no way you're not going to notice an improvement in your eye health. And if you want to just experience something, it's not complete and comprehensive, but just experience something that will where you'll notice some difference in eye health, get on the Vision FX from Longevity. It has some of the nutrients we just talked about. It may be a little easier for you to just start the ball rolling on a nutritional supplement program if you don't want to do absolutely everything I just said, although if it was me, I would do all of those things. But if you want to start the ball rolling before you jump with both feet into a nutritional supplement program as just described, get on the Vision FX, which has some of the nutrients that we just talked about. It's not comprehensive or as comprehensive as everything I told you about, but it might be a good way for you to start. All right, John?
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you. God bless, buddy. Hope everything works out for you. Shirley, in California, welcome to The Bright Side. What's going on?
Yes, hi. I have two skin issues.
Okay.
Perhaps they're related. I have I bruise easily, and the bruising never really disappears. It kind of morphs into this gray, blotchy areas where the bruise originally was. And then I have white spot pigmentations that the sun brings out. These white spots have been since childhood.
Okay, gotcha. There's a couple things here. First of all, the bruising is a very, very bad sign. It means blood vessels are getting weak, they're breaking, and they're leaking out their blood. Not good. If it's happening in your skin, it's happening in the rest of your body. That means you're at higher risk for clotting, you're at higher risk for oxygen deprivation, higher risk for cardiovascular disease, higher risk for every yucky health thing you can think of. So this is an extremely serious issue. It's not a skin issue, Shirley. It's a health issue, and it has to do with your circulatory system. How old are you, ma'am?
60.
Okay, so we don't have time to waste here. Number one, you got to figure out what is causing this weakness in the blood vessels. Now, as I was talking to John, if you have malabsorption issues, no matter what I tell you about nutritional supplements, you're not going to be able to get the full advantage of the supplements. You got to correct the digestive issues. I'm not going to repeat everything I just said to John, but just focus on digestive wellness. If there's any foods that trouble you, those are foods that need to be eliminated, and first you have to find out if there's any foods that trouble you before you can eliminate them, and sometimes that's easier said than done. You need to write things down. Write down what you eat and how you feel afterwards. Try to eat less food, and that will also take a load off the digestive system. I would venture to say, my dear, and you don't have to tell all of our listeners this. You can just keep this. Just keep this for yourself. I'd venture to say there's got to be something going on with constipation or diarrhea, loose stools, and chronically, and probably for a long time, for you to have this kind of bruising at the age of 60. So that's good news, though, because that means you have a diagnostic tool. You don't need to go to a doctor. You don't need any tests done. You can just go by your bowel movements and see how they improve, to see if you're on the right track. Gas, heartburn, and all the digestive symptoms along with bowel movement problems are indicative of digestive issues, obviously. So focus on digestive wellness, key. Secondly, we got to build that collagen up. Your circulatory system vessels are made up largely of collagen. Collagen is a protein that's the most abundant protein in your body. It's a protein that's found in great concentration in bone. It's found in your skin. It's found in your blood vessel. It's found everywhere in your body, really. And when collagen starts to break down, it doesn't just break down in the blood vessels. It breaks down everywhere. Collagen comes from the Greek word kola, which means glue. And collagen, in essence, is the glue that holds your body together. So when your collagen breaks down, your body breaks down. It's like the Wicked Witch in the West in the Wizard of Oz. Remember the Wicked Witch of the West when they poured water on her? Remember what she said? Remember that, there, Shirley?
I don't remember what she said, no.
I'll tell you what she said. She said this: I'm melting! And that's what happens to us. We melt. We dissolve. What you're experiencing with your blood vessels is your body is dissolving. So you want to support the collagen. Lots and lots of ways to do that. Collagen, obviously, is protein. Get yourself on a good source of protein. Whey is the best. Bone soup can be tremendously helpful for building collagen. The glucogel caps from Youngevity can also be helpful. I'd be using the glucogel caps after meals on a daily basis. Make sure that you're getting enough vitamin C with your glucosamine, with your glucogel caps. Vitamin C and the glucogel caps go together. Essential fatty acids are also very important for helping build collagen. Zinc, the mineral zinc, is incredibly important for collagen. I'd be using 50 milligrams of zinc a day. Vitamin K may be helpful. Vitamin K is made by bacteria in our gut. When you have digestive problems, your vitamin K production or bacteria's vitamin K production may drop. If you have a vitamin K issue, you're going to have a blood issue as well. Vitamin K deficiencies can cause blood to become leaky, and that can cause bruising problems as well. I'd be using 5,000 micrograms of vitamin K2 every day. Make sure you take it with your meals. Vitamin E can be helpful, but you got to be a little bit careful with vitamin E. I'd be using around 400 international units of vitamin E. Vitamin E actually has some blood thinning effects, but it's still very important. And I'd be, especially if you have digestive issues, you may not be absorbing your vitamin E. So make sure that you're getting around 400 IU of vitamin E a day, and make sure that you're doing that vitamin C. In fact, I can't think of anything that's more important than vitamin C for all circulatory issues. In fact, if you read Dr. Matthias Rath, R-A-T-H's book, you know, Dr. Matthias Rath's book, Why Animals Don't Get Heart Attacks, he makes a very compelling case for circulatory diseases being nothing more than vitamin C deficiency diseases, as does Dr. Thomas Levy, who we had on the Bright Side a couple weeks ago. So using your vitamin C is also very important. Protein, vitamin C, essential fatty acids, correct digestive issues. If you've got any blood sugar issues, you're going to want to make sure those are corrected too. Vitamin K, vitamin E, these are all wonderful ways to keep your circulatory system operating smoothly. There's tons more, but that's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for your call, Shirley. Appreciate it. And thank you, everybody, for your letters and Facebooks. I appreciate all your kind words. Thanks for listening. We'll be back at you on our next Bright Side episode. We're going to talk about the electrical nature of foods and foods that you can use to amp up your electrical energy. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Head over to my website, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join the Team link and make some money selling Longevity products and spread the word about nutritional supplementation. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.